The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people reclined." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When he had had the fill, he said to the disciples, "Get the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be
seated. In the second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, St. Paul asks for unity. Not only church unities. I belong to the Diocesan Commission for Ecumenical Movement for many years. Last year, I went with a group of Protestant pastors and also Catholic leaders. We went to Germany, where the place of Martin Luther was teaching, and then we start our journey from Germany down to Rome to meet the Pope. This journey is ecumenical. We feel so much unity among us in the Protestant churches. But what's important, St. Paul wants to see, is not only church differences, be united. He wants us to be united as a family. We belong to one parish. It's one family. At times, though among different languages, even Chinese people, not always easy to be one, that unity. We need to pray for this. That's why Jesus asked, pray to already, Father, that all may be one. So this unity is our aim. I'm sent here to serve the community, to be one, no matter English speaking, Cantonese speaking, or Mandarin speaking, we're one family. Just bear in mind, at times we cannot do all things at one time, but this is my wishes, that we can be. When you come to this church, you feel you belong to one family. This is my desire. In order to become more oneness, important in ourselves, this unity within ourselves. This unity means perpetually, we have Jesus in our heart. Of course, when you have time, you can come for adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. The true unity is in the Lord, but also among ourselves. But how to keep this unity among ourselves? First of all, keep this unity with the Lord. When I was in Toronto working there for the Chinese community, I met a woman. She is American, an orphan, and she worked in Canada. She was a Jew. So by the time he was working in a hostel for the sick people, he was a nurse, of course. Then he became a Catholic. And her desire is to know Jesus better. So Jesus gave her the chance, gave her the gift of the wounds of the Jesus, we call stigmata. She got this. When I was there, every first Friday, she had the experience from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, there's no Father Pio. Father Pio with the whole knife, with the stigmata, with the wounds. But this woman, only in that year, every first Friday, and also every year, the Holy Week, Good Friday, she had the experience. And once I met her, and she asked me to write a few intentions to Jesus. So I wrote a few lines toward Jesus. And in her prayer, she gave to Jesus in the altar. And after 3 months, Jesus responded to my letter through her. Because by that time I was asking the unity among the parish. Our parish is not so many foreigners, but all Chinese, but from different places. Chinese from Taiwan, Chinese from China, Chinese from Hong Kong, and Chinese from Canada. So all different. We are Chinese, but not Chinese exactly. So to run a parish is not easy. That's my first intention, to ask Jesus that you be one. And Jesus gave me the answer. He said, I look after your parish, but you, every day, spend one hour before the Blessed Sacrament. Except the words that during after Last Supper, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He got 3 disciples close to him, Peter, John, and James. No? They were praying, but most of the time they're sleeping. Jesus went to see them. What are you doing here? Sleeping. Can you stay with me for an hour? That's the experience of Jesus with the disciples by that time. When I received this message, Jesus is actually telling me, what are you doing? Stay with me. I look after your parish. I tried to do as much as I could by that time. I was there only for 6 years. But at the end, I have to come back to Hong Kong because Cardinal Chen, still that time, Cardinal Zen asked me, you have to come back to Hong Kong. You cannot stay for life in Toronto. So I came back. But really, Jesus is, what he said is so true. When we stay with Jesus himself, surroundings really one family. I have this kind of feeling. So you too, you might think how to put your associations, the place where you work, not all the times that's so much unity. First of all, stay with Jesus yourself. Kind of entrusting, believing Jesus is with you. He is the one, he is the center point of unity, not you. We just do our best to be more united with the Lord. The time we're united with the Lord, you're more united with your fellow people. Otherwise, you just look for people's cooperation. But Jesus never prayed for cooperation. Jesus always praying for unity. Unity means united in the Lord. That means unity living in divine life. God is that divine life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three persons, the Trinity, is a life of union, of communion, of unity. It's real unity. The Father loves the Son losing himself. And the Son loves the Father losing himself. So you can imagine, you can say, you can attest that in the sacred scripture, all the time when Jesus said, "Father, Father, can you leave this cup away from me?" Father, he said, "It's not according to my will, but your will be done." Even the Holy Mother, when she was asked to be the Mother of God, then what can I do? At the end, the angel promised her that the Holy Spirit will come. Then he said, "The handmaid of the Lord, be thy will be done to me according to thy will." This is our life. Following our Heavenly Mother, following Jesus, whatever we do, follow the will of God the Father. At times easy, at times not easy, but it's not important. Importance to the heart is always, yes, not. I'm here. I want to offer my life for you. The time, more time, you'll be more united to the Lord, you're real united with your people. So let us pray that we always have this kind of sentiment towards Jesus, that what Jesus is teaching Sister Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. Let our hearts always be this sentiment, trust in the love of God for each one of us.